station there. She was also the first black woman in history to own a radio station, and she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. So she's really, you know, someone who needs more recognition than she's gotten.
Yeah.
She's, you know, left the planet, but her influence remains. Like, if you talk to any of the Motown writers, I've worked with, you know, a lot of them, Ashford and Simpson, Holland Dozier Holland.
Yeah.
They all, just you say the name Martha Jean the Queen, they die.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she was responsible for really exposing a lot of these people.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Did you find the song you want?
No, I'm going to another playlist. I've got to have it. Oh, no, 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 not this. I know this is too popular. Wait a minute. I'll tell you in 1 minute.
While you're looking for that, oh, you got it.
I have it.
Okay.
Okay. Daryl Banks, who was actually shot to death on the streets of Detroit, but this one killed me. It's a ballad. Open the door to your heart.
All right. I am here with Allie Willis, the legendary Allie Willis, and we are grooving to some soul records tonight. Here you go. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm having a few technical difficulties.
That's okay. That's what the show is all about. You're right at home. All right, we're going to play another set of Muzak coming up at you.
Oh, God.
Oh,
is
nice.
Oh, is that me playing?
Yeah, I think that's you.
Oh, I was going to say, that's unbelievable that you would have paper cup. Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to start off the next set with one of my favorite songs of all time. This is Terry Collier with Ordinary Joe. It's seriously my jam, and this one goes out to President Obama.
Oh, that's...
You know what?
My paper cup. Everything is looking...
Trying to indicate my state of mind, I turn you on, I tell you that I'm laughing just to keep from crying. Pretty music, when you hear it, keep on trying to get near it. A little rhythm for your spirit. Oh, but that's what it's for. Come on in, here's the door. Seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. He thinks it's easy to fly. He's just a little bit freer than I. Now here's a mystery, and maybe you can help to make it clear to me. When you're fast asleep, then what is it that's lighting up the dreams you see? All of your tears, I can't conceal it. And all of
your prayers may not reveal it. You got sauce so you can feel it. And when you make the scene, well, you know what I mean. Hey, I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. He thinks it's easy to fly. He's just a little bit freer than I. Down here on the ground, when you find folks are giving you the running round, keep your game up tight. And if you must, just take your secrets underground. Now politicians are trying to speak you, mad color watchers are trying to teach you, very few will really try to reach you. If you're lost in a stack, that's okay, come on black. Now I'd be the last to deny that I'm just an average guy. And don't you know each little bird in the sky is just a little bit freer than I. Hey, ordinary Joe, although they say you're just a lazy so-and-so, what they think is real is nothing but an animated puppet show. So don't let time and space confuse you, and don't let name and form abuse you. But when the big Joe Williams blues you, in the light of the sun you can see how they run. Oh, I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. And don't you know he thinks it's easy to fly? He's just a little bit freer than I.
He sings better than I. done it this time. Destined to be one of the top albums of the year, Macklemore Avenue.
Baby, it's utter fantastic.
So fantastic, you'll just have to hear it.
Hearing is believing.
Pure funk, as the MGs outdo the Beatles on their latest, but got to be the greatest. Booker T and the MGs doing everybody's thing, Macklemore Avenue.
And it's available at your favorite record shop.
And she ain't lying either.
This old world may never change the way it's been, and all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, girl, do you ever think of me? I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all the hate is gone. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea, and sometimes I wonder, girl, do you ever think of me? Sometimes I think about Saturday's child, and all about the time when we were running wild. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, girl, I wonder.
Barbara Ackland. Okay, now, coming up next, you got to wait for it a little bit. It takes a second for it to kick in, but this is a special...
Shut up.
You hear it go, shut up.
Oh, God.
This is Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. It's just the vocal track.
Oh, God.
Ooh, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Isn't that great?
No. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Mm-mm. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
Let him go for a sec. Mm.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see or come to me when I call your name.
How pure is that?
I realize
no, it's unbelievable.
It's just
and
a
you know,
picture
a lot because
in
Tammy Terrell died of a brain tumor very shortly after this. That was actually my first job was writing for a newspaper
like
in Detroit.
I
was writing for a newspaper in Detroit and they sent me to the hospital to cover this and I was such a Tammy Terrell
ain't
freak.
Like the real
yeah, oh God.
But so many people think that Valerie Simpson like actually did Tammy Terrell's vocal.
Right.
But you can clearly hear this is Tammy
this
Terrell.
This is definitely Tammy Terrell.
In reality, I need
listen to
the
her.
Shelter of your arms to comfort me.
Have you ever seen, they
no
did very early music videos.
It's quite
you ever
the same
those?
As your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Touch can do half as much.
Isn't that?
To make me feel better.
So let's
Ashford and Simpson
together.
Actually have been on tour. They're coming to like Thousand Oaks or something in November.
When you're gone,
and
I'm
hearing them do a duet on this is staggering.
Yeah, I bet it is.
You're being there.
We'll listen to the end here.
So glad we got the real thing, baby. So glad
you know
we
about
got
the special
the real
that the Detroit
thing.
Free Press oh, did in honor of Motown's 50th anniversary.
The Standing in the Shadows of Motown?
No, that's
which one?
Exactly.
Which was the other one?
I think it's a free, whatever the website is for the Detroit Free Press, there's a series that they did of 50 shorts in honor of Motown's 50th, which was this year. And it is unbelievable. A lot of things like this, you know, of just solo vocal tracks, all
yeah.
the songwriters in there. You should, anyone who's interested in soul music should go to the Detroit Free Press website and see these
yeah,
things.
That sounds great.
It's incredible.
All right, so I wanted to ask you about your Museum of Kitsch, which opened last Monday.
This Monday, yeah.
Well, and has been going on at the Ghetto Gloss Gallery.
Well, that's the physical, like an exhibit.
An exhibit.
The first, I started doing a blog in March.
Yeah.
Allie Wills' Kitsch of the Day.
Right, which is great.
It's a different thank you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, one item for my collection every day. So what's at Ghetto Gloss is the items that occurred between March and now.
Mm-hmm.
The actual physical museum is really my
house
Willis Wonderland. And But the museum lives online. And I really, it's a, well, it's a social network. It's a, you know, little baby social network, but built to expand with the infusion of Kitsch. And so it's not only my collection, which is in the actual museum itself, but there's a section of the museum called the Kitchenette.
Mm-hmm.
And there, everyone can contribute stuff. So,
right.
Not, you know, the actual items, but, you know, photographs and descriptions. And then these unbelievably wacky conversations start around these unbelievably wacky objects. So I just think it's, you know, people see these things and they, you know, it reminds them of something in their childhood or, like, I see you have a bump it in your hair.
Ooh, I got busted.
Which is, you know, staggering. You know, it is like Bobby Gentry.
I know.
Next to me. And that, you know, is contemporary Kitsch is no less Kitsch than nostalgic Kitsch.
Yeah.
So there's just some great stuff in there, and it's awmok.com. And please, 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 if you're listening to this and you love this kind of stuff,
yeah,
go.
And our
now.
Listeners definitely love this kind of stuff. And also, I just want to mention quickly that, you know, Allie's won a Grammy, whatever, big deal. The most important award that she's gotten to date is definitely her oldest sea beer award, which I just gave her.
Oh my god!
It's the statue. It's a trophy with like a CB mic in gold on the top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's staggering on a red, white, and blue pedestal, and it does say "World's Oldest
I know.
Sea Beer," which I am, you know, proud to be. Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
I just want to say, yeah, no, so that
worth
must be
worth its weight in plastic.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. That's great. So definitely you want to go check out awmok.com.
Allie Willis Museum of Kitsch.
Allie Willis Museum of Kitsch.com.
Right. And by the way, just in terms of music lovers, on AllieWillis.com, and Allie is A-L-L-E-E. None of that A-L-I shit. Just
no.
A-L-L-E-E. Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. There's, I have amassed, you know, collections of, you know, YouTube videos done of my songs. And as you can imagine, not, you know, like really insane versions of my stuff. So
yeah.
If you go to the music section, and there's a ton of stuff there on soul music. And
but there's like the Del Rubio triplets who you discovered.
Yes.
Doing What Have I Done to Deserve This, right?
Yes, I actually have home video of them doing the duet with the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh!
And I have them doing,
amazing.
I wrote Neutron Dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Pointer Sisters, and I have a duet of them doing Neutron with the Pointer Sisters.
Nice!
And, yeah.
That's amazing.
Don't forget your What Is Kitsch Films either.
Oh!
There's so many things that she does. It's like,
well,
can't
in
cover.
Conjunction with the grand opening week of the museum, which started with a party at Ghetto Gloss, is culminating with a party this Monday night, open to the public, Ghetto Gloss, 7 to 11, 6109 Melrose. But I made 8 little short films on What Is Kitsch. And one is nothing but Kitsch architecture. One is nothing but, you know, Bumpets and Snuggies and the like.
I don't have a Snuggie. I just want to say that out loud.
Too bad for you.
I know.
She does.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
Oh, now he's got,
yes,
okay.
Many, many different colors.
The Bumpet and Snuggie Soul Show coming to radio station near you.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
But anyway, so if you go to YouTube and you search for Allie Willis Kitsch, and Kitsch is K-I-T-S-C-H, like kitchen with an S, those films, they're very, very short.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. And then another feature of the museum is Pygmy Will. Do you know about Pygmy Will?
No, I don't know about that.
Pygmy Will is a collaboration I do with Prudence Fenton. Prudence was the animation and special effects director for Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Right.
And she also co-created and produced the early Peter Gabriel videos, all those killer
right.
you know, animated videos.
Award-winning.
So
yeah.
Pygmy Will is this horrible short person who, these are very short. They're, you know, 20 seconds long, and we release one every Tuesday. So Pygmy,
wait, I do know what this is. I saw this.
Yeah, it's gotten...
I saw it, right?
Know, I think
yeah.
so.
That's yeah. what it was called. Okay, I... Right.
Yeah, and it's pygmy, like, spelled like pig, P-I-G.
No, it's hysterical. It's absolutely adorable. And I saw it as part of Don't Knock the Rock Festival.
Oh, yes.
You got
yes.
You screened a couple of them before...
Yeah. That was the premiere night.
Yeah, that was the first
Yeah,
night.
That's why I saw it, and it was just brilliant. And I approached you afterwards and was just like, wow, that was so great. It
was
really cute.
Prudence was the voice of the flowers in the flower box.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's way too high. So, you know, Pygmy is very reminiscent of that voice.
Yeah.
And my voice is Pygmy's best friend, who's a palm tree named Feathers.
It's really cute.
So I like, you know, very sophisticated body
sense.
Of work.
It does all make sense when you see it, trust me. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't have
or
to make sense. All right, well, we're going to play some more soul classics for you now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play some Barbara Lynn, and then we're going to come back. Allie Willis is going to play some more selections from her iPod, stuff that she loves, that she wants to play and talk about.
Excellent.
Awesome. All right, here we go. It's Barbara Lynn with You Make Me So Hot.
I don't know this either.
You make me so hot, and I'm giving all the love I got. Oh, you turn me on, baby, with me all alone. You know you light my fire, send me high and high. Oh, you're my love bone when all the hope is gone. Oh, you make me so hot when I'm giving all the love I got. Oh, you turn me on, baby, when we're all alone. You know you light my fire, send me high and high. When all the hope is gone, oh, now there's a hurt for every sin, and a sister for every mystery, yeah. There's a he for every she. Giving all the love I got. Ooh, you turn me on, baby, when we're all alone. You know you light my fire, sending me high and high. Oh, you're my love bone when all I hope is gone. Oh, you make me so hot. Oh, baby, you got me in flames. Oh, yeah.
the righteous way to go. Little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Righteous way to go, little one would know or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Thank you.
All right, Allie, here we go. We're going to do a little name association. Now, Allie Willis, I don't know how many of you know this, but she really knows everybody. She's collaborated with everybody. And so what I'm going to do... These aren't just collaborators. These are people you might have met or whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to name a name, and you just give me some thoughts, some quick thoughts on them, okay?
Am I allowed to pass if I don't like someone?
We'll take it case by case.
Okay, we'll go.
Here we go. Okay, starting with Lamont Dozier.
Oh, God. Absolutely my songwriting idol.
Yeah.
Probably everyone listening to this knows this, but the man wrote so many Motown hits with, the Holland Brothers. It's staggering. And I've written with him quite a lot, and he's one of my favorite collaborators. But it's hard to almost write, because as soon as his hands touch the keyboard, you hear, like, Where Did Our Love Go? And, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And so I end up watching him half the time as opposed to co-writing. And he's one of the nicest men in the world.
Let me ask you, as a part B, who did you collaborate with the best out of all your sort of projects and everything? Who did you work with the best out of all those people?
You think
it was Mark? Do you?
Blackwell. I don't know how to answer that because different people. I don't know. I mean, obviously, my favorite collaboration is Maurice White, because the man gave me the break of a lifetime.
Yeah.
For sentimental reasons, and I happen to adore September. So, I wrote tons of that with him. But different people for different things. I mean, one that's not a soul thing, but was interesting for me, was Pet Shop Boys, because they were interested in so much more than music. One was a journalist, one was an artist.
Right.
So it was an intelligent collaboration, which oftentimes in music, I don't know that the word intelligent can be, used.
No.
I don't know. I'm blanking. Then certain people were just exciting. Bob Dylan. But
He's on the list. So go to Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. Well, that was a friend of mine, actually, who put me with Earth, Wind, and Fire in the first place. Her name was Carol Childs, and she was at one point head of A&R at Geffen, and she was dating someone in Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is how I got pulled into it, and then she lived with Bob Dylan for many years, and I tended to write with a lot of these superstars who were at points in their career where nothing was happening, and so their record companies would want them to write with contemporary people having hits, which was very traumatic and humiliating for them. So Dylan, we got along so great because my main interest when I collaborate with someone is not musical so much. I think of like, would this make a good party guest? Because I'm so into throwing parties. And first time I went to his place, when I drove in, it was in Malibu. He had these piles of scrap metal in front of his house. And my father was a scrap dealer in Detroit. So I thought, I could definitely talk to him about this stuff. And we ended up the first day co-investing, owning a plasma cutter, which is this, thing that cuts metal. And to this day, I mean, I haven't seen him in quite a while, but he'll still say to me, where's the plasma cutter?
Where's the plasma cutter? That was my Dylan, everybody. Thank you. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah, produced The Color Purple, which opened on Broadway in December of 2005. We had worked on it for almost 5 years. She really didn't come in until a month before.
Yeah.
So it just was kind of the cherry on the sundae, even though it was as good, it was as much of a vice and a virtue in terms of the theater community, because they thought, they're trying to push their weight around, and we were all outsiders, Broadway outsiders anyway. But it did make it pretty exciting.
Yeah, gave it some some heft.
And I got some incredible photos.
Exactly. Okay, quickly, Robin Gibb.
Oh. Well, I actually only have met him within the last couple years, but I am a Bee Gees fanatic.
So am I.
Oh.
I'm a... Oh!
Oh.
No! Julie knows. I cry. I'm a huge Bee Gees.
Oh my God. Just staggering in those background vocals.
Oh no.
And as low as my speaking voice is, it's as high as my singing voice
is.
So always, if anyone ever wanted a Bee Gees sound and they couldn't afford Bee Gees on background, I would always come
to that. Is brilliant. Oh, I'm so happy.
Love them.
Okay, we agree on that. Yeah, absolutely. All right, James Brown.
James Brown, in 1985, this was another case like Bob Dylan where James Brown had not had a hit, you know, in a long time. And BMI was trying to hook him up with contemporary writers. And I literally got a phone call one day, you know, would you like to write with James Brown? I said, yes. They said, he'll be over in 45 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
And he came in.
Do you have time to clean up or, geez?
I had a video camera sitting there. I had a friend over. And literally as soon as he opened the door, because we thought, oh, can't we, like, video James Brown walking in? And I said, no. Let's just be cool. And as soon as he saw the video camera, he said, turn it on, fool. So I had unbelievable times with him, got along incredible with him.
Yeah.
On AllieWillis.com, there's videos of us writing together on there. And he absolutely loved my recording studio, which is a bedroom in my house. And when he was like making his Living in America, you know, comeback, and they always would say to him, like, where do you want to film? What studio? He would always say Willis Wonderland.
Nice.
So I have incredible footage, you know.
That's amazing.
He was fantastic.
Okay, and now we have one more, and then you're going to play us a few songs, and we only have 20 more minutes. I can't even believe it. I'm upset. But you have to stick around, of course, because Girl Brothers Radio is coming up at 9 o'clock with Wendy Melvoin and special guests, possibly.
Maybe.
There might be some cool special guests that come around. So stick around for that. In the meantime, let me ask you the last one. Escobar.
Wow, you did your research.
I know, I did.
You know, Escobar, you know, Bachelor Pad,
music,
which actually wasn't his. Well, he did have the album title.
Yeah.
But when I was working on my social network stuff in the early 90s, there was someone I was working with from San Francisco. The first time she ever came to my house, you know, she was like looking at all the gold records, and she said, my uncle is in music.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it is the least likely person that would have been connected to Escobar. And she said Escobar, literally, I probably still have a gash in my forehead from my head at the desk. Couldn't believe it. So within a week, with her and Prudence Fenton, the Pygmy Will, Prudence Fenton, we were on a plane and went to live with Escobar for a week, and what happened was he fell down and broke his hip, and he, you know, he never got paid royalties, so completely broke.
Yeah.
At his brother's house in Cuernavaca.
Yeah.
And he literally, until the end of his life, which was about 3 or 4 years ago, I think, never moved more than 10 feet from the spot. He literally just atrophied as he fell. So I went there, this was in 96 maybe, and I brought keyboards down there and videoed him for a solid week. The first time he had played in at least 10 years, and his hands were all atrophied, but he was so excited by the synthesizers, which he had never played before, because they made all these sounds that he had been inventing.
Right, exactly.
In the 60s. 50s, yeah. So that was thrilling.
That's great. Hey, do you want to play a few more songs? We've got 15 minutes.
Okay.
So do you want to do a quick squiz around and play some stuff?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to close this out in a little bit.
What am I plugging in?
I'm going to plug you in right now. Here you go.
Okay, hold on.
That's okay.
All right, so I don't even know. I'm just going to like whiz through these.
Yeah, whiz through a few. Okay. And then...
Let's see.
There you go. Yeah. Yes.
Get on up.
This is the best.
Get on up.
Well, yeah.
I'll do that part.
Get on up. You missed it.
Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. How can
you set yourself down for a blessing? You'll have to do the high part. I can't.
Oh, that's easy. about to cut it off.
Go ahead, just keep going through.
Moving on.
By the way, who out there thinks that Allie should come back and play more soul music?
Allie does.
I think we all think that. Gotta do a part 2, 3, and 4. I didn't even get to like a million of my questions that I
okay,
had
now
for
how about,
you.
Wait, here's an obscure one.
Okay.
If I could figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
Leon Haywood.
Ooh. Nice.
Got to be mellow.
And that cheap organ in the back.
Yeah.
Cause my baby loves me.
So nice.
And I'm her only fella.
Get the best sound out of that kind of that kind of stuff.
Ooh, crazy about my baby.
My baby. Go for a few more bars.
Crazy about my baby. My baby. And it's a plain
the
to
Esquire.
See. She's crazy about
before.
Me.
Leon Haywood.
It's got to be mellow.
I think some people in the chat room are a little behind on the feed.
She's got class and she's got style.
This was a popular
a personality
one.
That...
Yeah. This is great. Really great.
This kills me. Coming up right here.
Yep. So nice. Hey everybody out there in Luxuria Land, I want to thank you for listening, by the way. We're going to be playing a few more songs taking us out. Stick around for 9 o'clock for World Brothers Radio. Don't go anywhere.
All right, now we're changing.
Let's go change it.
This is one of my favorite
yes.
Motown songs.
This is great.
Well, I once believed. But girls, listen to me and take my advice.
Velvet.
Girls, you better get yourself on the right track. Cause finding a good man, girl.
Are you gonna play me Float On?
Different play. I can go to. You want me to go to Float On?
You don't have to. I'll play my other floaters jam. We did not.
Okay, Tammy Terrell. Killer. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh no, we already played this. Hum among yourselves. Okay, wait, wrong version. We already heard that. Let's go.
Yeah. Here we go.
That's a distinction.
It sure is mellow grazing in the grass.
Grazing in the grass is a gas, baby, can you hear?
What a trip! Just watching as the world goes.
Sorry.
All right, that's it. You're done. Okay.
Okay, this one's older, but this is a killer.
Okay.
Put on your red dress, baby.
Listen how funky it is.
Don't be going out tonight. Put on. Are we going out tonight? boxing gloves.
You ain't nothing. Yeah. Original version. Okay,
yep.
Okay,
you
now
ain't
we're getting
nothing
to
but
it.
A hound dog.
No, wait a minute. Here we go. One more. This is classic. You.
All right, we got to do one more because I got to. We got 10 more minutes.
You know, everybody works out of their own bag.
Yeah.
Can you understand that? I can understand that.
The people want so much. We can't give. Gary? Yeah, he totally knows his stuff. Yeah. The Velvets. Yeah, Gary knows his stuff.
I can understand it.
Yeah, Velvets, Needle and Haze. Bobby Womack, right there.
Another underrated vocalist, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Don't
you think?
Great writer.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let this play out.
Let it play out.
You can do your thing.
And I start not to feel your sweet warm and tender kiss. Tell me how could you respect me and understand it, baby? Yeah. Can you understand? Not too cold. Girl, you got a gift to get you low. Oh, I can understand it. Well, I try my best to make you happy. And I wake up early one morning and find you back in. No, 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 no. I know I can understand it.
All right. That was Bobby Womack. I want to take this opportunity to thank Allie Willis for being my guest this week. I honestly, it was my pleasure, and I would love to have you back. You're fantastic. We didn't even scratch the surface on not only soul, but all the things that you do and all the stories that you have. I think you're just one of the most fascinating women ever on the planet, and I want to be like you.
Love
when I grow.
Her.
In the meantime, we're going to play a couple more songs. We got Girl Brothers Radio coming up in 5, but first, let's pop that thing with some Isley Brothers, and then we're going to take it out with September.
Yeah.
A song that Miss Allie wrote herself, and don't forget.
Well, with Maurice White now.
With Maurice White, and don't forget about Monday night at Ghetto Gloss. It is going to be the party where you need to do get your September chops up. So everybody at home,
yes, karaoke versus
sing along.
September with Summer, Earth, Wind, and Fire there. So
right on. That'd be awesome. All right, folks, we're going to pop that thing.
Keep a smile.